5. Wave Energy Manifestations. In the super-universe of Orvontan, there are 100 octaves of wave energy. Of these 100 groups of energy manifestations, 64 are wholly or partially recognized on Urantia. The sun's rays constitute 4 octaves in the super-universe scale, the visible rays embracing a single octave, number 46 in this series. The ultraviolet group comes next, while 10 octaves up are the X-rays, followed by the gamma rays of radium. 32 octaves above the visible light of the sun are the outer space energy rays, so frequently commingled with their associated highly energized minute particles of matter. Next downward from visible sunlight appear the infrared rays, and 30 octaves below are the radio transmission group. Wave-like energy manifestations, from the standpoint of 20th century Urantia scientific enlightenment, may be classified into the following 10 groups. 1. Infra-ultimatonic rays, the borderland revolutions of ultimatons as they begin to assume definite form. This is the first stage of emergent energy in which wave-like phenomena can be detected and measured. 2. Ultimatonic rays, the assembly of energy into the minute spheres of the ultimatons, occasions vibrations in the content of space which are discernible and measurable. And long before physicists ever discover the ultimaton, they will undoubtedly detect the phenomena of these rays as they shower in upon Urantia. These short and powerful rays represent the initial activity of the ultimatons as they are slowed down to that point where they veer towards the electronic organization of matter. As the ultimatons aggregate into electrons, condensation occurs with a consequent storage of energy. 3. The short space rays. These are the shortest of all purely electronic vibrations and represent the pre-atomic stage of this form of matter. These rays require extraordinarily high or low temperatures for their production. There are two sorts of these space rays, one attendant upon the birth of atoms and the other indicative of atomic disruption. They emanate in the largest quantities from the dense plane of the super-universe, the Milky Way, which is also the densest plane of the outer universes. 4. The electronic stage. This stage of energy is the basis of all materialization in the 7 superuniverses. When electrons pass from higher to lower energy levels of orbital revolution, quanta are always given off. Orbital shifting of electrons results in the ejection or the absorption of very definite and uniform measurable particles of light energy, while the individual electron always gives up a particle of light energy when subjected to collision. Wave-like energy manifestations also attend upon the performances of the positive bodies and the other members of the electronic stage. 5. Gamma rays, those emanations which characterize the spontaneous dissociation of atomic matter. The best illustration of this form of electronic activity is the phenomena associated with radium disintegration. 6. The X-ray group. The next step in the slowing down of the electron yields the various forms of solar X-rays, together with artificially generated X-rays. The electronic charge creates an electric field, movement gives rise to an electric current, the current produces a magnetic field. When an electron is suddenly stopped, the resultant electromagnetic commotion produces the X-ray. The X-ray is that disturbance. The solar X-rays are identical with those which are mechanically generated for exploring the interior of the human body, except that they are a trifle longer. 7. The ultraviolet or chemical rays of sunlight and the various mechanical productions. 8. The white light, the whole visible light of the suns. 9. Infrared rays, the slowing down of electronic activity still nearer the stage of appreciable heat. 10. Hertzian waves, those energies utilized on Urantia for broadcasting. Of all these 10 phases of wave-like energy activity, the human eye can react to just one octave, the whole light of ordinary sunlight. The so-called ether is merely a collective name to designate a group of force and energy activities occurring in space. Automatons, electrons, and other mass aggregations of energy are uniform particles of matter, and in their transit through space, they really proceed in direct lines. Light and all other forms of recognizable energy manifestations consist of a succession of definite energy particles which proceed in direct lines except as modified by gravity and other intervening forces. That these processions of energy particles appear as wave phenomena when subjected to certain observations is due to the resistance of the undifferentiated force blanket of all space, the hypothetical ether, and to the intergravity tension of the associated aggregations of matter. The spacing of the particle intervals of matter, together with the initial velocity of the energy beams, establishes the undulatory appearance of many forms of energy matter. The excitation of the content of space produces a wave-like reaction to the passage of rapidly moving particles of matter, just as the passage of a ship through water initiates waves of varying amplitude and interval. Primordial force behavior does give rise to phenomena which are in many ways analogous to your postulated ether. Space is not empty. The spheres of all space whirl and plunge on through a vast ocean of outspread force energy. Neither is the space content of an atom empty. Nevertheless, there is no ether, and the very absence of this hypothetical ether enables the inhabited planet to escape falling into the sun and the encircling electron to resist falling into the nucleus.